Dr. Khanna, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Julia. Great to be here.
It's fantastic. So Finnish schools have removed standardised testing, whereas Australian schools seem to be built around them. What is your view on standardised testing?
Well, standardised testing can provide some important information for schools, for students and their parents, but we need to be careful what we do with those results. The international experience has shown that once the results of standardised tests are published, they then become high-stakes tests and puts a lot of pressure on schools and teachers and on students. And what happens is there are some negative unintended consequences. For example, parents then start to make school selection choices based on the standardised test results, teacher, principal job security becomes less secure, and funding often becomes tied to test results as well. So we need to be very careful what we do with those results. The My School website has been criticised widely for that issue alone, publishing the results, and those results can be morphed into league tables, and that's something we need to be mindful of and to avoid where possible.
Sure. And so if we were to remove, for example, NAPLAN, how would we measure students?
Well, the first port of call is the classroom teacher. The classroom teacher is obviously in the best position to inform parents of the progress of their children. But we currently have in New South Wales, through the New South Wales Education Standards Authority, a website called the Assessment Resource Centre. And that's been going for over 10 years. And what it houses is hundreds of authentic student work samples that have been marked and graded and annotated with the marker's comments. So what teachers and parents and students can do is access those work samples to get an idea of where the student's work sits in relation to those sample work pieces on the website.
Mm.
So that you can get an idea of where individual students sit in relation to a statewide standard. Now, if we were to put some resources into making that a national resource, then we would eliminate the need for these high-pressure standardised tests. So we've got the mechanism in place. It just needs to have more resources put into it and to expand it.
Right, okay. And so turning to the HSC, I guess now, what are some strengths and weaknesses of the HSC?
Well, a strength is that it's recognised internationally as a very solid and rather rigorous credential, leaving school credential. And that's a good thing. If you've got an HSC and you've got a good result, that's very good to have. But at the same time, we need to be aware that there's a lot of stress involved for students, obviously, but for teachers and for parents. Again, it's become a high-stakes examination. At the moment, we have a review going on in New South Wales into the curriculum. I would imagine that depending on how extensive the changes are to the curriculum in the future, there might be some further changes to the HSC.
Mm.
We also need to be aware of changes that occurred, say, 2 years ago in New South Wales for the HSC. There was a view that it was too content heavy, etc., and some of that content was removed from particular syllabuses. But in the case, say, of English, the study of poetry became for Year 12 students became optional, and at one point the study of a novel became optional. Now, that is the antithesis of what we're about in literary studies in English.
Mm.
The novel was reinstated as being mandatory, but students can choose between, I think it's poetry and drama or film. So it's those types of details that we need to be aware of and be careful of, because if you change those sorts of details, it can change the nature of the subject.
Yeah, for sure. And so you've worked in the Australian education system for a number of years. What's the best initiative you've seen introduced? Was it the assessment template you're talking about before, or is it something else you've seen overseas?
Well, for me, may not be the best innovation, but certainly the most significant innovation in Australia has been the implementation of the Australian curriculum. And that was a huge task, and it was a task that was attempted in the 90s. It was attempted a couple of times, but finally came to fruition in 2012, 2013, thereabouts. And it was a significant task because it was a curriculum for all schools across Australia.
Mm.
However, the reality is that in New South Wales, for example, we're not teaching, schools aren't teaching the Australian curriculum per se as they are in, say, the ACT. Mm-hmm. In New South Wales, what happened was the Australian curriculum content was taken and put in within New South Wales syllabuses within the framework of New South Wales syllabuses, which are called standards reference syllabuses. So while we can say we're in New South Wales, we're teaching the Australian curriculum, we're also teaching that Australian and New South Wales curriculum content within a New South Wales framework.
Nice. Great. Well, Dr. Carter, thank you very much for your time on the show. Actually, I do have one more question.
Sure, sure.
If you could introduce any change to the current system, what would it be? This is the big one.
The big one, yes, it is. I would look at, as we've talked about, the nature of the HSC and standardised testing, because at the moment, in my view, it's those two high-stakes test systems that are guiding or dictating what happens in classrooms. Now, Australian research and international research shows that when there are high-stakes tests involved, teachers tend to teach to the test. It sort of detracts from student motivation. Mm. And as I said before, parents make school choices based on a narrow set of test results.
Sure.
So I think we need to look at those two aspects in the first instance. Mm.
And it becomes more about memorising content as opposed to actually learning it in a fulfilling kind of...
That's right. And we need to remember that schools aren't child-minding facilities. They're learning institutions, and we should be basing... schools and their operations around research into how students best learn.
Well, Dr. Carter, thank you very much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.